Good afternoon, Steeler Nation. This is Rudy Rudog Reyes on the RudogShow.com. This afternoon, I'm looking outside and I recognize that there are so many clouds. It's a little cold here in Southern California. Yes, I said cold. And what's more cold than that is trying to warm up and the ability to warm up and do it successfully. And Quincy Smith being one of those guys out of New Orleans. Yes, I said New Orleans. I know how to say New Orleans. Louisiana. They really say it a little bit slicker out there in Louisiana. He's 23. He has a lot of great accolades to him, scout.com being one of them, one of the top players in the South. And I recognize that nobody needs a warmer welcome than Quincy Smith, who plays out of the Idaho Vandals. Welcome. Welcome to the show, Quincy. How are you?
I'm doing fine today.
Good, man.
How's everybody doing?
Good, man. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you coming on, taking your time out. I know you're working hard, and I know that you've worked hard at a few different sports. I recognize that you have played not only in football, but you were a track champ.
Yes.
Those two kind of work hand in hand. You think about it, you're sprinting down the field. You're trying to fly at the speed of light. You rushed in football for 850 yards, scored 14 touchdowns in high school. And you played for the state championship all 4 years in running. So you have a district 100 meter in 2007, state championship 4x100 relay, and runner-up 4x200 relay in 2009 through 2011 track and field state championship. That is fantastic. And a member of the honor roll to boot. So good stuff so far. I know that you're still... That you're still in school, that you're still trying to accomplish that feat. Tell me about your past experience at John Curtis Christian, and how were you able to diversify not only playing football but basketball and track?
I mean, you know, I just did it how I did it as a kid. You know, just whatever season it was, I was going to be out there, you know, working hard. Because, you know, my dad, he always pushed me to play different sports and try new things because I didn't see that on carryover, but I kind of think he knew that, you know, one sport helps another.
It definitely does. Your dad was right. You know, you have cardio in football, cardio in relatively any sport, to be honest with you. Even in baseball, for those people that think you can hit a ball out of the park and, you know, walk around doing, you know, 5 miles an hour. It just doesn't quite equate to anything. But tell me, as we're moving forward past your high school career, you went to Delgado College.
No. I signed at Oklahoma Panhandle.
Oh, you signed over to Oklahoma. Okay, my mistake.
Yeah.
So when you signed to Oklahoma Panhandle, which is a D2 school. I've interviewed a few guys from that school as well, a few athletes. What were your thoughts about that school, and how do you believe that your ability to be at the school was to help the football team?
Well, when I signed there, I just thought, only thing in my mind was like, I'm going to come in true freshman and dominate. Because I was like, I had to look at the positives of it. I'm like, D2, you know, that's the closest thing to D1. So I was like, hey, I could just do this, do what I was going to do at that level here. That was my mindset going in there. And then, you know, when I finally got to OPSU, it just was a bad college experience. You know, I just wasn't comfortable. I was far away from home. I was homesick. And then, you know, I was trying to get my equipment from the coaches, and I never received it, you know. So they kept just brushing me off, and I just wanted to leave. And then, you know, my father, he became real ill with his heart condition. So, you know, I really wanted to be home with my mother.
So you went to Jones Junior College. You relocated. And...
Yeah.
They had taken either a certain amount of out-of-state players, or they just refused to play you?
I think they had too many out-of-state players, but I feel like they could have worked something out. But, you know, that was out of my control. You know, I just showed up, was trying to walk on, and, you know, that was another time, opportunity that I didn't get the chance to play. So I just had to move forward. You know, then my father, he got even sicker. And I just had to be home with my mother because, you know, it was hard for her.
Well, of course.
It was real hard for her.
Right. Well, to be honest with you, there is a time and place for everything. And hopefully this interview this afternoon will give, you know, the audience the ability to see you for who you are and be able to evaluate your talent just based on, you know, high school numbers. And we all face hardships. Make no mistake about that. We all do. I do. And we have to recognize that there's something to be said for someone who doesn't get the opportunity. A lot of D2 guys, you know, they graduate, they still don't have an opportunity because nobody gives them one. You have a few exceptions to that rule. Saginaw Valley State with Jeff Janis, who was drafted 2 years ago. Pierre Desir, another D2 college guy. Just a lot of great talent out there that rarely gets recognized. Why? Because it's a D2 college. But when you look past the divisions, it's not about divisions. It's not about, it shouldn't be, about, you know, if this guy's good enough. Is he solid enough? The question is show me on the field and then we can talk. Let actions speak louder than words. And you've done that. You've done that a lot. The amount of convincing that you had taken to let them recognize who you are and wanting an opportunity to showcase your talent. I believe you have it. I've seen it. As much as I've seen it, and I've watched it, and I've analyzed it. You got great foot movement, hand-eye coordination. You know how to get off blocks if you need to. You know, you put the shovel hand out there, as I call it. And I recognize that there is a talent for it. Look, practice squad or not, you get an opportunity, and opportunity is opportunity. And I believe that you will have that opportunity. That somebody out there will do that. What does an NFL team get from you? Tell the audience.
Work ethic. They're going to get work ethic, and I'm going to compete every day.
How about off the field?
Every
that's
day.
That's always a big
off
concern.
The field,
yeah.
I just want to uplift the kids, especially in my city, New Orleans, like, because they don't really have a lot of male mentors, you know? And those kids just need somebody to look up to, you know, because somebody has to bring a change there. And I just want to be that person. And I figure by me playing football, you know, I can inspire some little kids to maybe even pick up a football. You never know.
Well, your ability to contribute not only in an NFL locker room, but outside of that, is one of those key components that all teams look for. They all desire that. The problem, I think, in today's NFL is they're looking too much at the athletic ability and not necessarily the character. They figure they can tone that down, that they can handle that. What do you give to a team from a moral perspective?
More, I'm just trying to be a leader. I don't like being in the back. So whichever role I'm playing in a game or practice or anywhere, you know, I'm going to just try and lead that section that I'm in. I'm not a follower. I'm a leader.
As we head into the latter part of the NFL season 2015, what do you believe is your best attribute, and how do you believe you can exploit that in an NFL locker room?
My best attribute is keeping people motivated when they're down, getting them to look at the positive side of things.
We've always had diversities. You have. You faced a lot of diversities, from a father passing to playing at schools that didn't necessarily give you a viable opportunity. you're a workhorse. And I see that in you. You know how to hold on to the rock. You know how to cut through the gaps and the seams. You have good vision. And I've evaluated a lot of talent. A lot. D2, D1, D3. Some semi-pro football teams. For over 2.5 years. Okay, that's not a lot. But it's a lot for me. And I'm going to continue doing it, in fact, because with players like yourself who deserve an opportunity, they need to look at it. They need to look at you and see you for your capabilities by giving you an opportunity to showcase them. So moving forward in life, considering you lost your father, my condolences to you on that.
I'm good.
How do you think that being a part of an NFL roster will assist you, not only you, but to help your mom at the same time while you're playing?
Just, I give people so much hope. Like, I know I will. Like, the people in my community, they know where I came from with it. They know I went from not playing to Division I. So they're like, wow, man, he really did this. Like, you know, some people used to laugh at me when I went to Delgado College when I wasn't playing. Like, I literally got laughed at, but I always knew in the back of my mind, I'm going to get that opportunity. So I just kept working out, kept going. I didn't really care about what nobody said or think what I was. I knew who I was.
Well, I know who you are. And I know that you're a hard worker, and I know that you have your sights set. 5'6", 201. That was at your junior junior year. In the 2016 NFL draft, how would an NFL team consider you on the practice squad, and what types of attributes that you think you need to work on to make them flawless?
Just being able to go against bigger DNs, I'll say that.
What else? Blocking. Is there footwork? Is it, you know, are you going to be a blocking back for a tight end? Or, you know, you're going to be in a two-back set, keep pressure off your quarterback by taking it, you know, deep? What is it about other capabilities that you have that you want to showcase to teams?
My route runner. I can run routes.
So you're more like the option back then.
Yeah, I can run routes. I think that's like my strongest part of my game, running back. I can run routes. I know how to get open.
I think you're onto something. Teams are looking for guys who can run routes. I could name quite a few of them. And in today's NFL, that's a short-lived player if you can't run routes, even for a back out of the backfield. If you can't run a route and it's a slant, you're done. They will pull you, yank you. They'll put the next guy up because it's the next man up in the NFL.
Yeah.
You've seen it. So are you a Saints fan or are you another
team?
Yeah,
I'm a Saints fan. I'm a Saints fan.
So is it similar to a Darren Sproles kind of back? Do you model yourself after that? Or is there...
I wouldn't say. I'll say I was more of a downhill runner than Darren Sproles, you know. Like, I like contact.
So you think the contact's going to make you that much more hungrier play-by-play?
Yes.
It's good to know you got fighting spirit. It's definitely worth the NFL look. The NFL scouts are listening right now. It is worth your look. And if you haven't looked... You're missing out in a big way. So for all those people that are listening right now, I hope you are able to look up this gentleman. He has he's got a story to tell. He's telling a story. The question is, NFL scouts, are you listening? Are you paying that much close attention to what he has to say? I know I am. And why not? Give a guy an opportunity. Everybody needs one. Quincy, thanks, man, for coming on. I appreciate everything you're doing. You continue doing what you're doing. Workouts, work ethic. And wish you the best in what you do. Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate you having me on the show.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks a lot. I wish you the best. If there's anything I can do for you, feel free to let me know. I'll do what I can.
Well, you know, I am trying to get involved in one of these All-Star games since I'm a senior. You know, I would just like to be pointed in the right direction towards that. If anybody can help me out with this situation, you know, maybe I can get an earlier chance to showcase my talents.
Well, I'll tell you what, Shrine Games, all those bowls that you could be in would be worth your time and effort and energy and passion. So, scouts, help him get to a Pro Bowl of some kind, some caliber, some way. Because at one point you needed the help. Somebody was there to help you get there. A mentor, if you will. This gentleman just needs an opportunity. He's done a fantastic job up to this point. Let his actions on the field prove that. And with that being said, this is Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com.